You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
This morning we want to have a look at this idea of what does it mean to remember Jesus Christ. So yeah, we talk often about remembering things, don't we? And I guess, you know, what we want to look at is this idea. It's quite a key sort of scriptural idea of what it means to remember Jesus Christ. But what we want to do this morning is try to set that into a biblical context and try to sort of understand what that means and what the implications are for the way that a believer is supposed to live and the way that the Bible sets it out. So how do we want to go about our talk this morning? Well, we want to understand what we mean by this idea of remembering Jesus Christ. Okay, so there's a sort of a biblical context which we want to set, which might not necessarily come straight through to us when we think of the idea of remembering. So we'll get into that shortly. And to help sort of set that scene in terms of what does it really mean, we want to have a look at a couple of other biblical examples of this idea of remembering. Okay? Because I think there's something a bit deeper to this idea, the biblical concept of remembering, than we might just think about in our sort of society today. We then want to sort of narrow the subject down slightly more and to look at this idea of what does remembering Jesus specifically involve. Okay, so there's a specific instruction in terms of this idea of remembering Jesus. The clue was in the reading that we had, and we'll come to look at that in a little bit more detail later. We then want to sort of open that up a bit further in terms of the idea of remembering of Jesus, and specifically in the remembrance which we read about in Luke, and this idea of the remembrance in the bread and in the wine, and sort of what do those try to bring to a bit more life, into a bit more detail, what these things really represent. But then also then to broaden the subject back up and just make sure that while there is a specific biblical instruction about remembering Jesus in the symbols of the bread and wine, that it's not just the remembering of Jesus and is not just limited to this one sort of particular remembrance or ritual that we might have, that actually that the implications of remembering Jesus need to be something that impacts all parts of our lives. And that's what we want to sort of bring out at the end, is all these things about all these things that we've talked about in terms of remembering, what does that mean for the way that I live my life each and every day? That's where it really comes to the crux of it. What's the impact for us and the way that we should be living our lives today? And hopefully we'll bring those thoughts to a conclusion by thinking about that, and sort of gives us a springboard to move forward from. So what then do we mean about this idea of remembering Jesus Christ? If I talk about the idea of remembering as we probably think about it in our society today, the idea of remembering something is just recalling it, isn't it? Okay, so it's the idea of I remember what I did yesterday. So that's kind of what we talk about in terms of remembering in our current society. But we know that none of us were alive when Jesus was. So none of us can remember things to do with Jesus Christ in the same way that we can remember things that we did yesterday, or we remember what we did last week. So there's obviously something more to this idea of remembering than just being able to recall, because just through pure facts, none of us can remember. And while we can read and read the stories of the things of Jesus, it gives us that what we've had revealed to us in the Bible does give us some insight, and therefore we are able to get probably more insight into the life of Jesus than we can of any other historical character. That does give us a help in terms of remembering Jesus Christ. However, the idea of remembering Jesus is so much more than just being able to recall these things. Okay, we mentioned it already, haven't we? The idea of remembering Jesus isn't just a recollection of facts. I can recall what I did yesterday. I can recall what I did last week. And there's a series of facts I could outline. I'm not going to, by the way. I'm not going to bore you with what I did yesterday. But we can recall, can't we, what we did? But it's a series of facts. The idea of remembering Jesus is much more than just recalling things. It relates to a specific event. And as we've already mentioned, there's then not just a remembrance, it's about what does that then mean for the way I live my life each and every day. So we'll look at that in terms of, you know, this idea of this remembrance being so much more and specifically relating to the to this idea of taking of bread and of wine. But to kind of get ourselves into this idea of understanding a bit more of you know, what does it mean in the Bible about this idea of remembering, we want to go back and have a look at a couple of other examples of this idea of remembering, because the biblical idea of remembering is a lot more than just this idea of recollection. It involves making things that have happened in the past and making them an active force now. Okay, so the two examples, turn with me to the first book of the Bible, and to the book of Genesis in chapter 9, because the first example we have that we want to consider this morning of recalling things comes in the time of the flood of Noah. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 16. We know we read in the Bible of the events of this time where God caused it to flood the earth in the time of Noah. Noah built an ark and was able to be saved from the all-coming destruction of the flood. And then the waters of the flood subsided, and we read that God then says something to Noah in verse 12 of Genesis chapter 9. God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the clouds, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature and of all flesh that is on the earth." And God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all the flesh that is on the earth." Okay, so we have, don't we, the first instance there where this idea of the rainbow is brought to our memory. And it says there, doesn't it, that every time that there's a rainbow shows in the world, it's something that is going to cause us to remember. It's not just going to cause us to remember the flood and the things that happened at this time. It's going to make us remember the covenant that God made between Noah and himself in terms that he would never destroy the earth again with a flood. And it's going to cause us to remember that great love that God showed, that he was set this covenant in place. And it's going to cause us to remember the great power of God. And that needs to then become something that is active and living in our time. And so it's not just that that the rainbow is there to remind us of these events. It's the rainbow is there to remind us of the fact that God made a covenant, and that covenant continues on and is a covenant that is as relevant to us now as it was in the time that it was initially made, right? So there's this idea of remembering. It's not just a recollection of facts. It's about remembering something great and something that means something for perpetuity. So what's another biblical idea of this idea of remembering? Turn with me over to the next book of the Bible, in the book of the Bible in Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, and these are the record of the Passover. So the Passover was an event that happened back in the land of Egypt. There was going to be a killing of all of the firstborn children in Egypt. And God put in place a particular provision so that the people of Israel would be spared from this great cruelty. And so this idea of the Passover is then instituted, and it becomes something that the people of Israel were to remember. Exodus chapter 12, verse 14. "So this day shall be kept to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance." Okay, so again, this idea of remembering, or of the memorial of the Passover. It's not just a recollection of the facts of those times, although that's an important part of that. The people of Israel were not just to sit down on the Passover and remember what happened. They were to reenact the events of that original meal. But that reenactment wasn't just a ritual, or like almost like a play scenario. The idea of being able to reenact those events was so that they would be able to identify with what happened and make it real for them in their lives, and so that therefore it would influence the way that they lived. Okay, so again, it's this idea of the biblical idea of remembering is much more than just recalling some facts. It's recalling the facts, but then making and sitting down and considering, when we recall those facts, what is it that that really means for the way that we live our lives each and every day. So then we come to the New Testament then. We come to our reading from Luke chapter 22, because when we talk about this idea of remembering Jesus, well, specifically, this refers to this feast which we have recorded for us here in Luke 22, this idea of remembering Jesus through the taking of bread and of wine. And Jesus uses the same language, the same terminology, doesn't he? That in verse 19 of Luke 22, it says that Jesus took bread, he gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." Okay, so this idea of remembering, again, is given to us as an instruction by Jesus. So again, it's not this idea of just recalling the facts of this time. This idea of remembrance is, right, stopping and observing this sort of physical ritual, this physical act, but making sure that every time we do that, that it's a, right, I need to stop and think about what this means and how does it influence the way that I live my life now. So zooming in then on this idea of remembering Jesus specifically, what does it really actually involve? Well, Jesus has asked us, hasn't he? He's instructed us there in verse 19 and 20 to regularly eat bread and drink wine and to remember him. So what do we do as Christadelphians now in terms of how does that sort of play out in the way that we live our lives? Well, we try to observe this remembrance of eating of bread and the drinking of wine on a weekly basis. Okay, so why do we do that on a weekly basis? Well, I guess you know, it's actually a biblical principle, it's set out here. So turn with me, if you will, to the book of Acts in chapter 20. The book of Acts in chapter 20 sort of sets this principle in place in terms of this idea of a routine. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Now, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. Okay, so I'm not going to suggest that we take all examples of this. We're not going to make sure that every week we're staying here until midnight. But this idea then was that the disciples in the first century ecclesia were coming together to break bread. And it said they came together on the first day of the week. Turn back with me again to earlier in the book of Acts in chapter 2 and verse 42. We find that a key activity of the early church was to come together to eat bread and to drink wine. Acts chapter 2, verse 42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Okay, so this idea of this remembrance through breaking of bread was a regular occurrence and became the method of trying to get this to be regular was to make it a weekly event. And so it is that we tried to replicate that in the way that we live our lives now in the 21st century. This idea of coming together weekly to remember to remember Jesus through the eating of bread and the drinking of wine. And what's the purpose of this remembrance? And what are we trying to remember when we come to do this thing? Well, the remembrance is of the love that God has showed in allowing his only son to be put to death for our sake. That's what we're trying to remember. We're trying to remember, first of all, this idea that God had only one son, but that he allowed his son to be put to death for the sake of others. And it's of the remembrance of the love that Jesus showed, and that he was being prepared to put to death for the sake of others in obedience to the commandment of his father. So in some ways, we think about those things and that is what we're talking about when it comes to this idea of the recollection of the fact. We're here, we're eating bread and we're drinking wine. And we're trying to remember the love that God showed for us, and also the love that Jesus showed, that he was prepared to sacrifice his own life. But remember, when we talked about this biblical idea of remembrance, it's so much more than just recalling fact. And so it is that we need to make sure that we don't just participate in this ritual. It's not just something that we do as a matter of course. We need to make sure that in that remembrance, that it impacts the way that we live our lives each and every day. So that's the challenge, isn't it? It's not just a ritual, something that we do every week because that's kind of what we do. The idea of this remembering Jesus then becomes something that I do because I need to make sure that I think about these things, think about what was achieved so long ago, but also how that lives, how that impacts the way that I live each and every day. So then, in terms of these, specifically this idea of the symbols of bread and wine, it's an interesting idea, is that what is it about this bread and this wine in terms of remembering Jesus? What do these things really, really mean? Well, by taking of the bread, Jesus tells us that it represents the body of Jesus. And I'm going to suggest to you that this idea of the body of Jesus is not just about the fact that Jesus died, but also that he had lived and lived a life of service and obedience to God, but before he was put to death. So this idea of the body is the bread sort of symbolizes the life of Jesus. And then subsequently in the wine, well, the wine, we are told, represents the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that was shed, that was given up so that we can have our sins forgiven. And that's a biblical principle again, this idea that it was necessary that blood was spilled so that sins could be forgiven. And so by taking of this bread and of this wine, it helps us to identify ourselves with the sacrifice that Jesus made and to remember him and to recall those things that happened. And then for us to then, take that idea of these things and to try and think about the way that it impacts our lives each and every day. So then in terms of how else then can we remember Jesus? Well, this is where it kind of starts to grow from this idea of just remembering in bread and wine by taking this bread and wine. We need to think about how then it impacts the way that we live each and every day. We have this idea, don't we, this formal remembrance of taking of bread and wine. But as we've already mentioned, this needs to then become an active force in our lives. It's not just something that we do as a matter of course. It's an opportunity for us to stop and to think about the things that we do, the things that we have done that we should stop doing, and the things that we haven't done that we need to start or to continue to do. But that also needs to go from with us when we leave the place where we've stopped to take this remembrance service. It's not just something that we sit down on a Sunday and think, right, I need to stop doing that and to start doing this. As soon as we leave the place where we've been, that needs to continue with us, this idea of an active remembrance. And we can demonstrate to others the power and importance of remembering Jesus when we live our lives by trying to follow his example in everything we do. Okay, so that's where it moves from becoming a sort of a theoretical remembrance to this idea of an active remembrance. The remembrance of Jesus is not just about the great love that he showed to giving up his life. It also then is a reflected in the way that we obey what he said and to read in God's word, the Bible, of his commandments and the things that God requires us to do and try to live these in our lives and by following the example of Jesus. But not only just doing that, by also seeking to tell others about these things. And in doing these things and allowing it to influence the way that we live our lives and the way that we interact with others, this is where we're taking this idea of just it being a theoretical remembrance and bringing that greater extra dimension to it, and that it's allowing us to influence our lives and to influence the lives of others. So then how we come back to then the importance of looking at these things in terms of how does remembering Jesus impact the way in which we live? Well, we've already mentioned, haven't we, that we must try to remember the love that Jesus showed and try and show our appreciation for that by following the commandments of Jesus. We can read in the scripture about the great things that God has asked us to do in following the commandments and the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what we need to do. We need to make sure that it goes from a theoretical remembrance to an active remembrance. However, that's hard to do, isn't it? In reality, the idea of always being able to follow the commandments of Jesus is hard for us to do. But that doesn't mean that we should give up. Through the bread and the wine and the sacrifice of Jesus, God has offered us the chance to have our sins forgiven. So when it comes time for us to think about the things that we've done, and that's not just on a weekly basis, that needs to be on a constant basis. We need to be constantly assessing ourselves. We need to ask God for forgiveness for the things that we do wrong. And John tells us in his letter in 1 John chapter 1 that if we confess our sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Okay, so again, this needs to be an active remembrance. It needs to be a perpetual thing that we're constantly assessing our lives in the eyes of what God requires of us and for us to be seeking for God's forgiveness. We've been instructed as well, haven't we, in the scriptures to tell others about the great hope that we've been given. Again, so this idea of remembrance is not just something for me personally, it's something that needs to become active in my life and for me to go and to tell others about the things that we have been given by this great hope of salvation that God has offered to us. And so it becomes a living force in our lives. And so then in conclusion, we want to think about the culmination of these things, because Jesus has instituted this feast of bread and of wine to help us to remember him, to make sure that the work that he achieved so long ago becomes an active and living force in our lives. And we pray that if that continues, and if we're able to continue to challenge ourselves to tell others, to live our lives in a way that is pleasing to God and follows the commandments of Jesus, if we continually ask for forgiveness, we pray that by God's grace that we will be able to share in that time, which is talked of, if you turn back finally to Luke 22, Jesus says, doesn't he, that he is never going to eat bread and to drink wine until that time is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And that's our prayer and our desire, to be sharing bread and wine with Jesus when he returns to this earth to set up God's kingdom. And that's the hope that the Bible offers to us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at ftf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.